प्रकाश है अर्क से सन हैज गॉट द लाइट प्रकाश एंड वाटर हैज गॉट कूलनेस एंड फायर हैज गॉट हीट उष्णता. स्वभाव सच्चिदानंद नित्य निर्मल आत्मना. इन द सेम वे द स्वभाव द नेचर ऑफ आत्मन इज सत चित आनंद निर्मल एंड नित्य. फाइव एट्रीब्यूट सेड. नाउ द क्वेश्चन इज व्हाट इज सत. वी हैव सीन त्रिकाले तिष्ठति इति सत. दैट वी स्टेज इन थ्री प्रकार सत. व्हाट इज चित. सेल्फ इफल्जेंट. But this is unique type of self-effulgent. It's only one of this kind. Nothing else in this world you will find self-effulgent. What is the difference? It illumines itself and it illumines others. It illumines itself and it illumines others also. That is the difference. And what is jnana? Because it is purna, therefore it is ananda sarup. We have seen in Chandogya Upanishad, it says, alpe sukham nasti. Anything which is limited in time says, so where is the sukha? Bhumau sukham. One which is infinite, there is the sukha. And what is this nitya? Nitya means eternal. Here it means vikar rahita. Vikar rahita means no modification in this. Vikar rahita and nirmal. Nirmal means triguna vimukta. Triguna, that means maya. Maya cannot taint it. Triguna vimukta. And so what is the swabhav? Intrinsic nature. So intrinsic nature, it is said, it has got satchit anand. But it does not have a guna-guni sambandha. It's not that there is a drabya, there is an object, and that object has got this guna. In this world we find guna-guni sambandha, like red cloth. There is a cloth and the red color. When I dip the white cloth in the red, it becomes the red cloth. So this redness depends on the cloth, drabya. So it's not like that. The satchitanand is a guna. And Atman is an object, and these are guna of Atman. How do you prove it's not guna? We have to prove, na? Somebody has to prove it. Batao kaise hai? How will you prove? Because Sat is infinite, it is one. If Sat is different from the object, then this object becomes Asat. There cannot be two sat. Why? They become limited. Kata. So sat is one. If this sat is the quality that is one, different from the Atman, then Atman become asat. Similarly, chit. Chit is one and Atman is an object. So Atman become achit. Inert. Now can we say the Sat, Chit, Ananda, they are all three different things? No. Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat, and Sat and Chit is Ananda. How Sat is Chit? If there is only thing Sat is there, then the Atman become inert, achit. If Atman has got only one of this, Sat. If Chit is not there, then Atman is Achit. If Chit is there and Sat is not there, then the Atman becomes Asat. So we cannot say that also. So therefore, Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat, Sat and Chit is Ananda. And that is the nature of Atman. There is no gun-guni samanda. It's not that Atman has Satchitananda. Atman is a Satchitananda. That we have to understand very clearly. It's not gun-guni sambandha. Very good. Then after that, we can't give any upama. Upama means comparison. बिकॉज आत्मन इज वन एंड वन अलोन, एक एकम अद्वितीयम इज वन अद्वितीयम, देयर इज नो सेकंड. बट वी आर गिविंग एग्जाम्पल जस्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड, दैट्स ऑल. ऑल एग्जाम्पल्स हैज गॉट द लिमिटेशन. वी आर ट्राइंग टू एक्सप्लेन आत्मन बाय वे ऑफ एग्जाम्पल, बाय वे ऑफ आवर नोन थिंग्स, बट दीज नोन थिंग्स आर ऑल अनात्मा. इज इट नॉट सर? एंड ऑल अनात्मा वस्तु इज चेंजिंग एंड पेरिशेबल. बाय गिविंग द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ अनात्मा वी आर ट्राइंग टू पॉइंट आउट आत्मन विच इज नित्य, बट दिस हैज गॉट लिमिटेशंस. सो आत्मा इज अनुपमम. एंड वॉट इज दिस नेचर? नेचर इज अहेयम अनापुदेयम. अहेयम मीन्स इट कैन नॉट बी गिवन अप एंड इट कैन नॉट बी टेकन. इफ आई टेल यू टेक आउट योर आत्मन एंड थ्रो इट आउट ऑफ योर बॉडी, यू कैन डू इट. और इफ आई से यू डोंट हैव आत्मन, गुरु एंड शास्त्र विल गिव यू आत्मन, दैट इज ऑल्सो नॉट पॉसिबल. अहेयम यू कैन नॉट लीव. अनुपादेयम यू कैन नॉट टेक इट फ्रॉम एनीवेयर. हाउ इज दैट पॉसिबल? इज दैट पॉसिबल? यू कैन नॉट गिव अप एंड यू कैन नॉट टेक. व्हाई? बिकॉज आत्मन इज ठसा ठस भरा हुआ है. कहां निकाल के फेंकोगे? वेयर देर इज नो आत्मन. इज देर एनी प्लेस वेयर देर इज नो आत्मन? No. Can I say in this body, when I throw it out, then it is a position is vacant, okay, then I take? No. It's everywhere. I am anupadeyam. Another thing is to be, we have to know that this is our own nature. And our own nature never becomes burden on us. Anand sukh is not burden on us. Because that is our nature. Satchitanand is our nature. But dukkha, dukkha is not our nature. Therefore, dukkha is burden on us, not ananda. Ananda is the nature of all beings, not human beings. Of all beings is the nature of. Everybody wants sukh. That is our nature. Therefore, we want sukh. Now, one disciple asks, we all experience, no? We all experience things of the world. How does that happen? What is this experience? Who is the experiencer? How it happens? He wants to know that.
Atmana satchidangshascha. Atmana satchidangshascha. Buddhirvritti. Tiriti dvayam buddhirvittiriti dvayam sanyojya cha vivekena sanyojya cha vivekena janami iti pravartate janami iti pravartate atmana sachidangshascha buddhirvittiriti तीरिति द्वयम् संयोज्य च विवेकेन जानामीति प्रवर्तते.
आत्मन सच्चिदंशश्च. आत्मन विच हैज गॉट सतंचेत. सो दिस टू आर टेकन आउट ऑफ फाइव स्टेटेड एड सच्चेत आनंद एंड नित्य निर्मल. तो हियर शंकराचार्य जी से आत्मन सच्चेत अंश बुद्धिर्वृत्तिर इति द्वयम्. बुद्धिर्वृत्ति द थॉट्स इन द माइंड, दीज टू थिंग्स आर देयर. आत्मन सच्चेत एंड बुद्धिवृत्ति. वृत्ति मीन्स थॉट्स, थॉट्स इन द वृत्ति. द्वयम् दीज टू. व्हाट हैपेंस? संयोज्य च अविवेकेन दे गॉट यूनाइटेड. संयोज्य, हाउ दे गॉट यूनाइटेड? अविवेकेन, बिकॉज वी डिड थिंक अबाउट इट, बिकॉज ऑफ अवर इग्नोरेंस. Janami iti pravartate. Then what happens? Janami. I know. Iti pravartate comes. So pure self is my nature. Sachid ananda. Nitya nirmal. But we do not experience Satchitananda directly. Ananda kaha hai? No Ananda. Nitya, Nirmal. We are not Nirmal. But what we experience, I know, I enjoy, I am seer, I am hearer, I am toucher, I am taster, I am smeller. These are all our experiences. But how do I know? And who is knowing? First thing is, how do I know who is knowing? Second question. There are only two things, Atma and another is Buddhi. Who is knowing? Is it Atma? Or is it Buddhi? Buddhi. We'll see it. Who is the knower? We analyze and see who is the knower and who is experiencing. Now here, Shankaracharya ji has taken an example which indicates Pratibimbabad, theory of reflection. Have you heard this word earlier? What is the another theory taken in the Tattva Bodha? Theory of conditioning, Avachedvad. What is the example for theory of reflection? Pratibimbabad? A light on the water, Pratibimba. And what is Avachedvad? Ghat, pot space. Ghatakas and Mahakas. You have to remember all these words, Ghatakas and Mahakas. So Atma is Sat Chit. Chit part is the knowing part, awareness. Chit part is the awareness. And other is the Vritti. So Atma is Sat Chit. And in Sat Chit, Chit part is the knowing part. Another thing is Vritti. Where this Vritti is appearing? Buddhe Vritti. We always say the Vritti kaha hai? Where is the thought? They are in the mind. Gurudev also had defined mind as? Mind is flow of thoughts. So mind there are thoughts. Buddhe, in Buddhi there is Vritti. When both they come together, Sanyojya. Yujidhatu means unite. Sanyojya. When they get united, then what happens? Janami iti pravartate. Then comes the janami. Okay, then why and how it is happening? Why and how it is happening? That we have to understand. So, two things are there. One is the Atman. And in Atman, we have taken only two things. Sat and Chit. And another is Buddhi, in which there is Vritti. Only two things. And then there is a union. And how is that union? Unholy. Avivekena. We have not done the Viveka. Unholy. This come together. Who brought it together? Avivek. Avivek brought these two things together. Atman and Buddhi, Vritti. Very good. Avivek. There is the word Vivek there. Sanyojya cha avivekena. Vivek means to discriminate. We didn't discriminate. We didn't discriminate. We will see, we are coming to that point. We have not discriminated properly. Very good. So when both these unite, then janami iti pravartate. When they come together, janami iti pravartate. You see, janami iti vritti, that I exist, I know, I am, that appears first when we wake up in the morning. First vritti to come is that I am existing. That I am the same person who was, who went to sleep yesterday. Whatever engineer, doctor I was, I am the same person. Then this object of the world comes. If you analyze, you will find the first vritti which comes in the morning, that I exist. That is the first vritti. Now the question is, who is knowing? आत्मा और बुद्धि विद नोइंग ओनली टू थिंग्स आर देयर ना आत्मा एंड बुद्धि When they come together, janami iti pravartate. There are two things, bulb and electricity. When they get united, so electricity is bride. And bulb is bridegroom. They get married. How come electricity is bride? Bijli chali gayi. In India they say, Bijli chali gayi. Bride. Bulb toot gaya. Bulb gayi bhi don't say. So bulb is... bulb gaya, pankha gaya, refrigerator gaya, heater gaya, this and this. They are all male. Electricity, female. Gayi. When they get united, then the child, what is who is child? Light. Light is born. Very good. So now the question comes, Atma is abhikari, non-modifying, that we have all accepted. Why non-modifying? If it modifies, it becomes perishable. Abhikari. And Atma is akarta. That also we have said many times. It is established. Atma is akarta. Atma does nothing. And my guru used to say, Atma is nikamma. But in the presence of Atma, everything is happening. His presence is required. Without his presence, nothing will happen. In buddhi, vritti come and goes. In buddhi, vritti come and goes. Nobody says, Atma mein vritti hai. Nobody says the thoughts are coming in my Atma. In Vyavaharik Jagat, in empirical world also, we say, where are the vritti? Vritti is in mind. You all will agree. Vritti is in mind. Very good. Vritti is in mind. But we have to analyze a little bit more. Atma is Sachidananda. It is sentient. But Atma is not knowing. Buddhi, what is the material cause of buddhi? Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, what is the material cause? Upadan karan?
Five elements.
What type of elements? Apanchikrit. Apanchikrit, panchamat, bhutai, kritam. So mind is made of five subtle, great, elements. And those elements are inert. So inert thing can never know itself. So if you say buddhi is knowing, how buddhi is knowing? Buddhi is not knowing. Why? It is inert. And Atma is sentient. But Atma is akartha and abhikari. Atma is also not knowing. What problem is to? Atma is jakarta and abhikari, not modifying, non-doer. So how Atma is experiencing abhikari? Buddhi, we not, cannot know. Made of inert material. Therefore, buddhi is also not knowing. So by that union, by that union it happens. What really happens? It is said that the Atman reflects in mind, in the buddhi. Atman reflects in the mind. Why mind? Why mind? Because it is subtle. Why it is not reflecting in the gross body? Because the subtle, more subtle thing is available here. Gross body is made of gross elements. Sun is shining everywhere. But it is not reflecting on the earth. It reflects in the water. Why? Because water is subtler than earth. So it reflects. Achha, why it reflects? Since the mind is made of sattva guna, do you remember tattva bodha? Mind is made up of five subtle great element, and in great element there are sattva, rajas and tamas. The mind is made of sattvic answer, sattvic part of subtle five great elements. Therefore, it gets the capacity or capability to reflect. Because it is made of sattva guna. So, mind captures sat and chit. Mind captures sat and chit. When the subtle body goes out, even that chit part is no more reflected. Only sat part in the dead body reflects. Sat means existing. Dead body is there. But the chit part is not reflecting. Why chit part is not reflecting? Because this mind, together with five jnanendriya, five karmendriya, panch pran, man, buddhi, has gone. Therefore, the dead body has got no subtle body. Since no subtle body is there, therefore the reflection of sat chit is not happening. Chit part is no more happening. Sat is there. Isness is there. We still say body is. When the body is cremated, then we say as is. Isness can never be destroyed. That you always remember. Isness can never be destroyed. Isness will go on. Continuously, ignorance will remain. But how Anand is also reflected, but we experience it as Priya more than Pramod. It comes via object. Via object it comes. We are not able to experience the bliss part. We experience Anand how? Through objects. Darsanam, prapti and anubhav. This is the three words used in the Sanskrit. When we see an object, it is called darsanam, that is priya part. When we get that object, prapti, then we call it mod. And when we anubhav, we experience that object, it is called pramod. Darshan, prapti, anubhav. These three words are used for priya, mod and pramod. Janamiti. Who is knowing? It is the reflect. Consciousness is knowing, neither the buddhi nor the atman. It is the reflected consciousness in the buddhi that is knowing. Buddhi is inert. Atman is a karta. Then who is knowing? When they get united, that means when the reflection of consciousness comes in, then we say, sabhas ahankar chidabhas. This chidabhas, reflected consciousness, that experiences and janamiti pravartate. Janamiti pravartate. Now, I will read from Gurudev's commentary. It is on page number 67, last para. It is the theory in Vedanta that the knowledge of thing is gained not in the direct light of consciousness. Why? Atma is a karta. You can never get in the direct light of consciousness. But it is in the beam of consciousness reflected in the mind. So knowledge happens in the reflected consciousness. I will explain it with the help of an illustration. Suppose there is a storeroom in your house which is ever in darkness. Storeroom is ever in darkness. One day you realize that the room was extremely well illumined. Why? There was a bucket of water on the veranda where the sunlight got reflected and threw a pool of light on the dark wall of the room. If your little son were to come at that time and play with the bucket of water, the illumination in the room, in the dark room, will disappear. For when the reflecting medium is disturbed and the reflected light is splashed about, the room is again in the dark until the reflection rehabilitates itself on the wall. As if the bucket is outside, sun reflected, and a reflection came inside on the wall, and we started seeing everything, whatever is there in the room. It's a simple thing. So it's not the sun directly illumining the storeroom, it is the reflected light of the sun which has illumined the room. You got the example?
So you take the bucket out,
go on.
That is what you say, no? If the child...
If the mind is not there, if the mind move,
then it's gone.
So too, the self never illumines the object directly. Never illumines the object directly because self is akarta. Never illumines directly. But the light of consciousness reflected on the intellect throws out a beam of reflected consciousness which illumines the object and gives us the experience I know. So the reflected consciousness in our mind is I know. That is why even a man of intelligence, when vexed with some worries, cannot think properly or understand easily, because your mind is disturbed, medium is disturbed, so you can't see it. His power of understanding or thinking is clouded when the mind is disturbed. This is our experience. When the medium is disturbed, then we are not able to think properly. Thus, when the mental pool rises in the thought waves, the light of the self illumines them. Thought dressed in consciousness is the clear experience I know. Feeling and ideas in our bosom, glittering in consciousness, are our knowledge of things. So how both get associated? Avivekena. Avivekena, they got. You see, matter is vikari and jad, inert. Matter is modifying and inert. Atman is avikari. There is no modification, but sentient. Can they marry? Can they unite? They are of opposite nature. One is nitya, another is all anitya. One is sentient, another is jad. Very good. So how about this? How both of them got associated? Because of avivek. I have not done the vivek. Very good. So five jnanendriya, they transfer all the stimuli to the mind, and the mind reflected consciousness, they start knowing. It is the interpretation. How united? How they united? Really, there is no union. It is anunya adhyas. Itaro itar adhyas. It is superimposition of one's quality on other. Superimposition of quality on each other. Like on the crystal, if we keep a black or red cloth next to it, then what will happen? The crystal will take that color. So here also, loha tapta pindavat, like the loha, the iron ball. How is this iron ball? Iron ball color is black. It's round in shape. It is heavy also. Is it not so? Put it in the fire. What happens then? it takes the light and heat of the fire. And fire takes the quality of loha. What is the quality of loha? It was black in color, now it has become red. It was cold to touch, now it has become hot. In the fire there is no form, now it has given form. It has become round taptapinda, round ball, fireball. You take out, it is round fireball. Anyunyadhyas. Iron has given its qualities to the fire, and fire has given the qualities to iron. Is it very difficult to understand? So simple thing. Anyunyadhyas, itaroitaridhyas, superimposing one's quality on the other.
Uncle ji, what happens in deep sleep with this reflection?
Reflection is still there. Reflection is continuous. It is only the mind is lay. It's not the mind has not gone out of your body. Reflection is still there. And there is a vritti which is called abhavakar vritti. When we are awake, there is bhavakar vritti. I see a book. So vritti, the mind has got this idam vritti. In each vritti there is, you remember Upadesha, we study idam vritti and aham vritti. So aham vritti has to be there. First of all, the aham vritti comes. I exist. Then after that, idam vritti will come. The book, idam vritti is come. What happens in the deep sleep? There are no idam vritti. Why no idam vritti? All the senses are. And the mind, processor, intellect, not. But the union is there still. It is the vritti which gives us sukha and dukkha. Do you know? It is the vritti which gives us sukha and dukkha. When I see an accident, it's not the accident which enters in my head. It is the thought of that accident which enters in my head and gives me sukha dukkha.
So how can you use the analogy of bucket of water in a deep sleep?
Yeah,
but
still
the bucket there. Is there.
Bucket is there, not disturbed. Is not disturbed, reflection is still there. But I tell you again and again, all the examples have got the limitations. I am trying to explain you still the consciousness, the light of consciousness or the reflection of consciousness is there in the mind. There is no disunion. Union is there, but there is no vritti. There is abhavakar vritti, we call it. Abhavakar. In Jagrat Avastha or in the Sapna Avastha there is Bhavakar. Bhavakar means the idam vritti is there, object is there.
But in weak sleep, one
sleep,
the breath is still happening.
Yeah.
That means there is reflection still.
It's working, yeah. It's working. Now this Abhavakar vritti, this Abhavakar vritti, means there is no thought at that time. Since there is no thought, what happens? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to, at that time consciousness is there. And we are experiencing that bliss, but they are not expressed in the deep sleep. Because the ignorance is very much there. It is the tamogun. What is the ignorance? It is tamogun. It is veiled by tamogun. Indriyas are not available. Mind is not available. Buddhi is not available to express. There is ananda. Are we experiencing while we are in deep sleep? No. Why we are not experiencing? Because the senses, mind and intellect are not available there. Not expressing. But in the morning, sukhena nidra anubhuyate. I experience sukhena nidra. See, if I have experience, that means the experiencer was there at that time also. But you said the intellect and mind is not there. I know. You have said many times, ahankar is in the intellect, mind, Man, buddhi, chit, the ahankar is the antakaran. Once you are saying antakaran is not there, and at the same time you say, no, no, ahankar is there. It is said ahankar, very thin ahankar is there, very thin. Not supported by senses and mind and intellect. Thin ahankar is there. That ahankar is experiencing all the sukh of the deep sleep, but cannot express because the full intellect, mind and other senses are not available to express. Therefore, in deep sleep also, the reflection of consciousness is still there. Thin ahankar is there. The sukha was recorded. Who recorded? Thin ahankar recorded. Memory is still there. That memory tells us in the morning, sukhena maya nidra anubhuyate, sukhena, I experience the sukha. So their experiencer was there. Unless the experience is there, you cannot record it. So rememberer and experiencer has to be present there. It cannot be that your experience, I will remember. No, it cannot, not possible. You are recalling your memory, is it not so? Sukhena maya nidra anubhuyate, you are recalling your memory. So reflection of consciousness is there.
In the dream also, it is the reflected consciousness?
That is there. The reflected consciousness is there. We are coming to that. So, in the same way, like loha tapta pindavat, the iron ball has transferred his qualities on the fire, and the fire has transferred his quality on the iron ball. Same way, Chidabhas has transferred its quality to Buddhi Vritti, and Buddhi Vritti has transferred its modification to Chidabha. Vritti is modifying, na? Every moment it is changing, it is Vikari, changing, modifying. And the amnes is given by reflected consciousness. So reflected consciousness superimposes on buddhi, amnes, and the buddhi superimposes vikar on the mind. So the equation will be reflected consciousness plus thought of mind is equal to mind is, and that mind is able to receive all the stimuli from the organs of perception and act through organs of action. Both are giving their attributes to each other, like loha tapta pinda. What examples are given just to understand? Like the iron ball has taken the qualities of fire and it is given its own quality to fire. Anyonya adhyas, we call it superimposition of anyonya adhyas. Similarly, identification of reflected consciousness with the vritti is the birth of jiva. I am doer, I am knower. Who actually is the knower? It is the reflected consciousness is the knower. It's not the Atman directly knowing, nor the Buddhi, because Buddhi is inert. Who is knowing? It's the reflected consciousness. And then comes the Jibhava. It is an appearance only. It is just an appearance. It's not real. Janamiti pravarte. It is not pure consciousness. It is a reflected consciousness which comes to the mind. Which comes to the mind. And it is the reflected concept when comes with the contact with the antakaran vritti, aham janami iti pravartate. This way it comes. Okay. I am not able to go into the second verse now. That also is regarding the Pratibimbavad.
Two verses
after Pratibimba, theory of reflection.
So when somebody dies, it is the reflected consciousness goes away?
Yes, the subtle body has gone. Because only the subtle body has got the sattvagun, and sattvagun gives the ability to receive it. All materials, all equipments are not ready for that. Because that is subtle. Why it is subtle? Because made of subtle elements. And in the subtle elements also, it is sattva pradhan. It is made of sattva guna. Therefore, this sattva guna gives us the ability. The chit part can be received only by the mind. Wah!
Like if you throw the water from the bucket, then the reflection also gone.
So just to continue discussion, what comes first? The reflected conscience decides not to reflect, or the mind decides to not get reflected?
It's very simple. When the two appear, it happens. Like when the sun is there, water is there, none of them has got any right to, sun cannot withdraw from the water, no right. Water cannot say, get out from this air. No pratibimba, no reflection. That also cannot be.
It is
sahaja,
natural.
It is natural. You cannot do it. When the two are there, it will reflect.
Reflection will be there. If reflection mind is there, reflection will be there.
So then mind goes first, looks like. Otherwise, I can live off forever.
Mind has to go, yeah.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Is it difficult to understand? Clear?
Thank you.